In Prince William County, Virginia, just southwest of Washington, D.C., a 12-year-old boy stands accused of planning a shooting rampage at his school on the last day of classes. It was what school officials had always dreaded, but they were not unprepared. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
June 18th was a Friday. Sometime between 7:30 and 8 a.m., Don Mercer, director of risk management and security for the Prince William County Schools, was arriving at work, expecting to hear about kids doing crazy things on the last day of school, but not too worried about it.
It was a beautiful day. The administration was prepared, as most schools are, on the last day to expect the kids to be full of pranks and be full of themselves, being ready to start the summer.
On the other side of the county, far from Mercer's office, Bull Run Middle School sits in a vast clearing off a country road near one of the Civil War's bloodiest battlefields that gives the school its name. Shortly before 8 a.m., school staff members there were greeting buses and checking book bags.
They weren't necessarily looking for weapons. They were looking for spray paint or shaving cream, things where a child could be disruptive.
They didn't know that at about 7:45 that morning, a seventh grader had already entered through a back door leading to the school cafeteria. School Superintendent Edward Kelly.
This young man, who has a mother who works in the cafeteria, took some guns, loaded them in the van. He got in the van with his mother. His mother drove the van to school. The young boy got out, went into the building, went back outside, had an extra set of keys, got into the van, got the guns, and brought the guns in the building.
Kelly says the boy re-entered the school with two rifles, a shotgun, over 100 rounds of ammunition, a knife, and camouflage gear inside a camping bag.
After he was in the building, he went to the restroom. While he was in the restroom, one of the assistant principals, doing a routine check, had no idea that this young man had a gun, had no idea what was going on.
Until the assistant principal heard the boy loading one of the rifles.
And he discovered the young boy in the bathroom with guns.
Rather than confronting the boy, the assistant principal went to the office, called police, and ordered a lockdown of the school. It was now about 8:27 a.m. Most students were in class. Teachers locked their doors, turned off the lights, sealed windows, and children hit the floor. Armed with a rifle, the boy, who has not been identified because of his age, made his way to the front office where he threatened teachers, administrators, parents, and a couple of students at gunpoint. Two teachers stumbled onto the scene, realized what was happening, and scurried off, with a boy right behind them, ordering them not to run. Seconds later, another teacher confronted the boy in the main lobby and said to him, "You don't want to do this."
By that time, the police had arrived.
Again, Superintendent Kelly.
The police came in the building and basically had him drop his weapon, and he dropped the weapon.
The 12-year-old then broke down and cried. He was taken into custody. But Security Chief Don Mercer says a SWAT team proceeded to search the entire school, room by room.
They didn't know if that was the only suspect. They didn't know if there were explosives. They didn't know if there were vehicles in the parking lot that had been booby-trapped.
The radio station you're listening to is WTOP.
By 9 a.m., the public was hearing the first news bulletin about the incident.
Some breaking news we've been following for you this morning. Frightening moments in Prince William County. Reports of a student with a gun and a middle school.
As parents rushed to the school, Bull Run's 1,200 students were being evacuated to another school 3 miles away.
Parents of students at Bull Run are being asked to go to Tyler Elementary School to pick up their children and get a briefing from officials.
For 30 years, Prince William County school officials have had an emergency response plan, mostly to deal with hurricanes and power outages. That plan has been revised at least 5 times in the last few years to deal with an armed intruder. And on June 18, says Superintendent Kelly, all that planning paid off.
No shots were fired or anything. So I think the plan worked very, very well.
Swift action saved lives, says School Safety Chief Don Mercer. That was the key lesson learned from the 1999 shootings at Columbine High School.
In Columbine, there was considerable length of time before the SWAT team was assembled and ready to make an assault on the building. Since then, our county police department, as have most other law enforcement agencies, had developed a different plan of attack. The first arriving 5 officers, no matter who they are, form up and they make the assault into the building. That's not what happened in Columbine.
Experts agree. We know a lot more today about how to respond to school shootings. We still don't know why children snap, says Princeton sociologist Catherine Newman. She's written a book entitled Rampage, The Social Roots of School Shootings.
Most people believe that shootings are revenge actions. And what we found was that these are much more anonymous attacks in which a young man, almost always a white young man, usually in a suburb or a rural community, comes into a school which he sees as emblematic of the social order that he feels victimized by and goes after what is often a random group of people. School shooters often do not know who they've killed until long after the event.
Newman's book focuses on two shootings that left seven children and one teacher dead. West Paducah, Kentucky in 1997 and Jonesboro, Arkansas in 1998. Like the 12-year-old at Bull Run, Newman says the shooters in Paducah and Jonesboro were inconspicuous.
It is a mistake for us to think that we are going to be able to identify in advance the kids who are going to become school shooters. They are not troubled students. They often have good academic records. They usually don't come from dysfunctional families. School shooters are floating always below the radar screen of the schools because they are not the kids with major discipline problems.
At Bull Run Middle School, the slightly overweight, socially awkward seventh grader who's now in custody was, by some accounts, well-behaved, but invisible. Some students say he was often bullied. Superintendent Edward Kelly says there's no record of that.
He never reported it to a teacher, never reported it to his counselor. Somebody's got to issue a complaint. We're not mind readers.
What police and school officials now know, in chilling detail, though, is that for months, the 12-year-old and perhaps another 13-year-old student had been talking to other kids about a shooting spree. It's what almost all school shooters do, says Professor Newman. They tell other kids.
In one very, very disturbing case in Alaska, the shooter called something like 20 kids the night before he unloaded his shotgun and killed the school principal and another kid. Called 20 kids and told them to assemble the next day to watch. Not a single one told an adult. One of them showed up with a video camera to record the whole thing.
Newman says teachers' and administrators' failure to get students to report what they hear remains a big problem at schools. At Bull Run, at least six students have come forward and said they had heard the 12-year-old talk about shooting people the last day of school. Now, just about everyone agrees. It's a miracle no one died.
We were lucky.
School Superintendent Edward Kelly.
We have a good plan. The people exercised it well, but we were also lucky.
The 12-year-old boy is in a juvenile detention facility facing several charges, including conspiracy to commit murder. If found guilty, he could be imprisoned until he turns 21. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.